like the microphone going off, the microphone did come back on at the right time that time. There's the other kneecap there for Robert. Took one out earlier, and so I figured I'd just take them both out here today.
Yeah, I'll need some crutches.
It's all good. Well, I mean, if I've got both knees, we may have to find you one of those little boards that you roll along on the wheels. So, you know, they got those little scooter things now that you sort of sit down on. They look like a little mini scooter with a high seat on those, and we'll just prop you up on that and wheel you around. It's all good. In the studio with us this morning, it is time for my regular Wednesday visit from the Master Gardeners. And Seal Gasecki's in the studio with me this morning. Welcome, Seal. Thank you for showing up.
Well, thank you for having us.
One half of our usual crew is here. The other half, I really don't know what's up with Tommy. He spent like half the year up there visiting a grandson.
Can you imagine that he's spending so much time with his first grandson?
I am tickled to death that he is able to do this.
His wife are both.
He's quite happy about that. And you brought a special guest here today. It's time for me to introduce Brad Runcik, Baxter County Extension Office. Is that correct?
That's it. That's correct. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate your stopping in this morning. When you pulled up this morning, Robert and I were trying to figure out who it was who was pulling up. We know most of the guests and the folks we have coming in here, and so we had a young victim. I mean, a volunteer. That's the word I'm looking for. No, I'm tickled to death to have you come in here. And Baxter County Extension Office, and I want to get into that because we hear that they're involved in a few different things. What is your official title, and what is it you actually do over here?
I guess my official title is the Baxter County Extension Agent.
Okay.
I serve as and extension agents may serve different roles. We have 4-H agents, family and consumer science agents, agriculture agents.
Right.
I am the agriculture agent.
Okay.
For the county, replacing longtime agent Mark Keaton.
Yes.
Who's here for years. And I serve as the staff chair over the office.
Okay.
In the county. So.
Well, you got some big shoes to fill stepping into Mark's shoes, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've worked for the Extension Service for about a decade now, and I've known Mark the whole time. And
I've
always been pretty familiar with Mark's work here. And,
all right.
So, yeah, definitely big shoes to fill.
Yes. So
maybe not literally. But.
Well, I wouldn't have to say that. Have you moved up here to Arkansas? You're making this part of up here at Mountain Home? You're making this part of Arkansas your home?
Yeah, I transferred to Baxter County from Fulton County.
I spent
7 years in Fulton County, and during that time, that whole time, I lived here in Baxter County.
Oh, okay.
I lived here in Mountain Home, so I'm familiar with the town and the county. My wife's from here. And,
right.
Whenever we got married, and I transferred to Fulton County, and so, yeah, I've been here since.
So it's not a really big shift for what you've been doing for the last few years.
Oh, no, it's not at all. It cut my drive time from here to Salem every day from here to the office. So
that's a little bit shorter.
Absolutely.
Probably a couple less deer on the road and certainly less problems with drivers out there.
Less deer and log trucks and gas expense.
We had gas prices shooting back up again. It's certainly going to be a big thing here coming up shortly. I want to talk about the Baxter Extension Office and what it actually does. I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there worldwide these days. You don't have to do anything more than turn on the news and realize that you don't get all the facts, and it's hard to diagnose exactly what anybody's actually doing. The Extension Office does a lot of different things, and I think the biggest misnomer is that it's only for the folks raising cattle.
Yeah, that's that definitely is a bit of a misconception. The Baxter County Extension and the Extension Service in general around the country is really tasked with providing good, solid, sound science, research-based information to the people. We're an extension of the university out into the communities, thus the name.
Right.
We're the cooperative part of our name means that we fall under the University of Arkansas's Division of Agriculture, but we receive funds to operate from both the federal, state, and county level
at
the county level to do what we do, and that's to provide, you know, good sound recommendations to folks that have questions. And we don't have we don't only deal with farmers with ranchers,
right.
But my day may consist of helping a 4-H kid with a rabbit project for the fair to diagnosing tomato diseases to. I do spend some time out in the pastures with farmers, you know, identifying weeds or balancing cow herd rations. And so we're certainly a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
We do a little bit of, it's a pretty diverse work day.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like that's not really a boring work day to have.
No, not at all. I enjoy my career immensely. It's never the same thing on a given day. And never know what's coming through the door, so it's always exciting.
and you guys also, I know in the past, you did water samples for folks out there maybe needing to know what the contents of their water were, if they've got a well or something like that.
Well, technically, any domestic water goes through the health department.
Okay.
So if it's well water for human consumption.
Right.
But we certainly will test waters for if it's for gardening or for livestock ponds and those type of things.
Okay. And you do a lot of soil tests as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Soil testing is probably what a lot of people know us for as well, is the soil test that we do. So folks can bring us a soil sample. We send it to the lab, then get results back that tell them, you know, what amendments may need to be made to make their soil more fertile.
Is there a cost for that?
Right. There's no cost here in Arkansas. Arkansas is one of the few states that doesn't have a cost. The soil testing here is supported by a tax on fertilizer in the state. And so, which is mostly supported through, you know, larger, more commercial agricultural production.
Right.
So your average home gardener is not really out anything to have their soil tested.
And soil testing, we've got the master gardeners in here, and that's why you're dragged down to our level.
Yeah.
the master gardeners, for folks that are looking to put plants in the ground, especially in this part of the world, it's not as simple as just digging a hole, throwing something down in the ground, and hoping it grows. We've got to make sure the soils are right for a lot of different things when we do plant them here.
Yeah, absolutely. Good planting is critical to success. Good planning, not planting. But And part of that is, you know, the area that we live in, it tends to be thin and rocky and infertile.
Yep.
And in some places, some plants just are not going to do well.
Right, right.
And sometimes that's our answer. That's how we can help somebody avoid doing something that's not going to work.
Okay. And expensive as well.
And expensive, that's right.
Well, and it also plays into knowing you guys can tell them what grass will grow in that area as well if they're just trying to beautify their house.
Oh, sure. If someone wants to put in a lawn, there are certainly some turf species that do better in different situations.
Absolutely.
And so avoiding someone that wants to, say, seed or sod a bunch of Bermuda grass in a very shady lawn, that, you know, that's a no-no. It's not going to survive in most instances. So we try to help folks avoid those mistakes too.
Well, and there's a lot of things that people can do to help themselves out, and getting that soil sample, starting at the foundation, going from the ground up, and just really literally the case, if you don't have good soil, you're not going to have good results. But you can also help them out and say, hey, you may need a little bit of this or maybe less of that.
Yeah, and so in addition to soil testing, once those amendments and those corrections have been made and they get a plant in the ground and it's off and going, very rarely does that go 100% smoothly for the life of the plant. And so we also offer like plant disease testing, that is no cost. I have several samples come through per day, and if it's something that I can identify and provide recommendations on right away, I do. But we've got the option to send it to the plant disease lab in Fayetteville at no cost, and they will diagnose and tell us what to do about it if there is anything to do.
Well, I sort of chuckled internally when you specifically mentioned tomato disease, and the number of people I know specifically putting in tomato plants right now are huge, and that's probably, I would have to guess, that's probably one of your more common things here in the next month and a half or so.
Yeah, tomatoes are the big one when it comes to vegetable gardening.
Okay.
Sure. And tomatoes don't tend to like to be cold.
No.
Don't like cold soil.
Nope. No.
And we've had some nights in the 40s places recently.
Yep.
So
Everyone
wants to have that first red tomato before their neighbor.
Yeah.
But in some instances, that might hurt you in the long run. But if tomato diseases, those we're pretty familiar with because we see them so often.
Okay.
It's something that a lot of times we can look at and say, yeah, you need to do this, you need to do that. In most cases, it's you needed to have done this two months ago. But sometimes things are correctable.
Well, yeah, and that's the ultimate goal, is to make sure people are doing things correctly, and you guys are going to help out with that. I know we're coming up here on the bottom of the hour. We've got a break here coming up in just a little bit. Seal's been here just sitting patiently here this morning, not contributing a whole lot. And Seal, we've got just a few minutes left. You had a plant sale that I want to talk about, and did you have any success here?
Oh, my goodness. It was our biggest plant sale ever. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that came out.
Yes.
We had over 1,000 plants at the sale, and we were done in about an hour.
Yeah, well, we want to talk about that here in just a couple of seconds, so we're going to talk about that here after the break. You're listening to the Morning Show here on Mountain Home Radio, brought to you by your friends at Baxter Regional Medical Center. You're listening live on KJMT, Mountain Talk 97.1, KCMC, Mountain Country 94.3, and KRZP 92.7. And we are back. The Morning Show here in Mountain Home on Mountain Home Radio, brought to you by your friends at Baxter Regional Medical Center. They've been one of America's top 20 rural community hospitals for the 2018. They've been one of the top 5 in cardiac surgery top 50 last 5 years running for cardiac surgery. Great facility right here in town. Visit the website baxterregional.org to learn more about the comprehensive services they can provide you and your family. Stop on by the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. get yourself the Baxter Regional Care Urgent Care app. It's a great way to save yourself a few dollars, get yourself in front of a doctor from your desk, from your house, wherever you might be. If you don't want to make that trip to the ER and it's not life-threatening, it's a great tool to have in your pocket. Save yourself a little bit of money and get the same medical quality care that you get through BRMC.
And you're not going to regret it. I mean, who's going to regret saving maybe thousands of dollars going to the emergency
room? And I had that one case we talked about the other day, $48,000 for an ER visit. You're looking at about $70 for the urgent care app and $48,000 for an ER visit. I'd say you'd save a dollar or two.
Well, and in a lot of cases, it's probably better to know, should I go to the emergency room? Should I go to my primary care?
Yep.
This will tell you.
And they will give you the answers that you need. So stop on by, get the app downloaded, have it on your phone. You never know when it might be needed. I've got a couple of great folks here in the studio with me. Seals, always fun to have. But I've got Brad Runcik, and that, Brad, I'm sorry, that's a name that I have never encountered before, and I try very hard to make sure that I get it right. So I've been struggling with that a little bit, but I think I've gotten it right.
You're the first person that's ever screwed it up at all.
Well, and that's one thing, doing all the announcing that I do, I come across some names, and I do the very best I can, and I try to get it right. So I think I still have another half hour. We'll work on that and see if you can get me properly trained here before the end of the show. I want to talk about the Extension Office a little bit more. So many people don't know what goes on in the Extension Office, and I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase that. It's almost a big mystery to a lot of folks.
Well, so we've talked a little bit about, you know, just the folks coming through the door with questions or picking up the phone and calling our office, and that is really a small part of it. What we're really tasked with is to identify those things in our area that people need help with, and then to provide the education accordingly.
Okay.
And so we form, you know, little advisory committees and things to kind of give us some input from people in the county. So it's more of a bottom-up type of organization. So, you know, I have advisory committees for agriculture, for 4-H, for other areas, and they give us some input to help us plan our work for the year. And so in addition to responding to folks that are coming through the door and asking questions, we also put together more of an umbrella program where we may really focus on, you know, like I may really focus on beef cattle nutrition one year because we have a lot of beef cattle in Baxter County.
Right.
And so we'll put together various workshops or events. We'll bring in speakers, our own specialists from Little Rock or Fayetteville or wherever to talk at different events. And the big thing that I like to do is we put together what we call demonstrations, where we put those recommendations into practice for people to see.
Right.
One of which is we have an ongoing tomato variety trial demonstration with James and Diana Wiegand at Bright House Farms.
Okay.
They're also master gardeners. Where we're looking at a few different varieties of tomatoes and looking at different protocols to manage disease and bugs, insects, and those kinds of things, and then measuring tomato yield. And so we do a little bit of local level, I guess you could call it research, to help folks with those kinds of things. And so lots of little, you know, our time is spent both in the office and in the field, sort of split. And so it's sort of a balance.
James and Diane, just so you all know, you can meet them at the farmer's market. They are vendors over there. They're not only selling tomatoes, but they're helping with the research on this, which is great for everybody in the long run.
Right, So I'm leaving here to go check on those tomatoes and see how, see how they're faring.
You flavor test this morning?
Yeah, I was going to say check or taste test.
Well, I don't know if they have any ready quite yet.
Well, fried green tomatoes are a thing for some. So.
Oh, absolutely. So, but if they were to have a few spares, I wouldn't
you wouldn't turn them down.
you know, palatability is part of the process,
and you've got to ensure the quality of the stuff that is grown for the farmer's market.
Exactly.
That really falls to the
vendors too, right. But we certainly can help them in any
I was meaning you specifically for this you know test today. I'm just trying to help you out a little bit in advance, maybe, you know, lay the foundation, the groundwork, and
so that's one project. Okay. We'll also do some other things with you know, commercial farmers. We'll be starting a fertility trial on some Bermuda grass hay pasture down in Norfolk, where we'll compare fertilizer sources and measure yields and those kinds of things.
Right.
And so we both do a little bit more. We do a little bit more formal type projects, like a little bit more formal scientific research, and we also you know, help out with your run of the mill questions that just everybody has throughout the spring and through the year. So,
in a couple years back, we have some master gardeners that started a vineyard up in Gamalia, Susan and Tony Chamberlain, and we had Tony on the program a few years ago one time. Well, Mark Keaton and the university have helped them get started. And in fact, he met down down in Altus at a seminar on grapes. He met some folks from the university who actually came up to his place and gave him some advice on how he should do this and that, how he should fertilize, how he should trim to fertilize, what he should spray, those kind of things. Gave him good advice on what he actually had there. And when you have something of that size and nature, they're more than willing to help you on that level, but they're also willing to help you get started even on the home basis. You can talk about some of the literature that's available through the university.
Yeah, absolutely. Through our website, is uaex.edu, so University of Arkansas Extension.
Okay.
And we have countless what we call fact sheets on various topics. If you want a fact sheet that's just on tomatoes, we've got that. If you want it on, you know, some obscure vegetable you've never heard of, there's probably a fact sheet on that as well.
Wow, okay.
And so all of that is available online, but of course, if someone comes through the door, we can certainly hunt it down for them and print it out and send it to them, mail it to them. That's another means of getting people information. And you mentioned the experts that we have at the university. That is a great resource because, you know, believe it or not, I don't know the answer to everything. And so I do lean on those resources that are there, those folks who are our specialists. I mean, we have a fruit and nut specialist. We have a beef cattle nutrition specialist.
Right.
We have, and so as producers, farmers in the county, folks that are trying to start some type of new agriculture enterprise, they have the full resources of those people as well through me to come in and help, and they're more than welcome to come.
We've also had through the Master Gardener Education Program, when you're learning to become a Master Gardener, some of those experts are actually the people that come in and talk to you.
Okay.
And they'll give a lecture for an hour or two on something specific. We've had somebody come out just on fruits, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's very, very good, and we enjoyed it, and you learned a lot. Mm-hmm. People don't realize if you want to grow something, for something like blueberries. There are blueberries that won't grow here. They're climate regulated.
Yep.
So certain varieties you can't grow here, but there's certain that you can, and you can get that kind of advice from the Extension Service.
Yeah, something like that. Blueberries need a certain number of chilling hours through the winter to set fruit, and you know, if you're going to put in several hundred plants and invest that kind of money, that would be important to know.
Yes.
So,
even if you're putting in one or two, you want to know.
Right, you still want to know if you're even, and we can help both large and small.
Okay. Well, and I think we started out with misnomers of the Extension Office. I don't think people know the educational resource that is available to them at the Extension Office. You've talked about the literature. Anything that's going on, if it is a product that can be produced here in Arkansas, you can sort of help with that. And I say that because we've got folks down south that have a little different farming options down there. They may be rice farmers, they may be cotton farmers. The Extension Office works all throughout the state, but it's on a case-by-case basis. It's not something that's built for the masses. You do get a lot more personal touch with the Extension Office than most.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mentioned that I don't spend all of my day in the office. So if someone, a farmer or just a home gardener, whomever, you know, wants me to come out, then I can do that as well. We can make, you know, specific site visits to check something out for someone in the county, and then give them some recommendations based upon their particular situation, you know.
And you've hit on a couple things. The education side of the service is absolutely fantastic to get the folks interested. I think the biggest thing that we need to let people know about, though, is this is a service for the citizens of Baxter County. This is not something that is only open to a select few. Anybody that has an issue, it's open to these folks.
Yeah, that's right. That's anyone here in the county. We're more than willing to help. I mentioned that we are funded in part through Baxter County.
Mm-hmm.
So our quorum court and our county judge supports our existence,
right,
and to provide this service to the folks in the county, and that's what we want to do.
Now, I try to ask the one question that guests are never prepared to answer, so I'm not going to do that. What's your favorite part of the job?
Probably my favorite part of the job. I have thought about this in the past. I really enjoy, this may sound nerdy, but I really enjoy balancing cattle rations for beef cattle farmers, because folks don't always know the most economical way to carry their herd through winter.
Right.
And doing that based on the quality of their hay, the feed sources available to them, and doing that and helping them see that, okay, the way you were doing it, it was probably costing you a little money and a little bit of nutrition in your herd. And and so I've always kind of enjoyed that part of the job.
That's pretty cool. I like that answer. It took you a second.
I'm sort of like a livestock dietitian.
Oh, well, there is nothing wrong with that.
My wife is a dietitian, a human dietitian. Oh, okay. And so I tell her sometimes, you know, you help people stay healthy, and I help cows.
Well, if you're helping people anyway.
Yeah, sort of.
Because indirectly. We eat the cattle.
That's right.
Yeah, it comes full circle. Yeah. Believe it or not, Robert, we're actually prepared to take a break on time for a change today, so we're going to take this quick little break. I've got Seal and Brad, Baxter County Extension Office, and Master Gardeners in the studio with us here this morning. We're going to take this quick little break. You're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, simulcast live on all three of our Mountain Home Radio stations, KRZP 92.7, KCMC 94.3, and KJMT 97.1. We're going to take a break. Back with more to close it out right after this. And we are back. The morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, brought to you in part by Ozarks Farm and Lawn. Here for this segment, they've got the equipment you need to get those chores done from your backyard to the farm. Visit Ozarks Farm and Lawn or stop on by 4432 Highway 62 in Mountain Home. Give them a call, 870-425-3434. And Seal, you gave them a call and stopped on by and walked away.
Well, I didn't walk away empty-handed. Let's put it that way. They were very good to me, though. I did buy a tractor there, and they treated me very well.
That's always great. So a little bit of help at your home farm to get some stuff done, and I'm sure that tractor is going to come into a little bit of use helping you to put some plants in the ground.
It'll do that, and exactly more than some rock, okay?
There you go.
Imagine that we would have some rock to move down here.
It's hard to believe. So I want to back up a couple of steps here. I teased before our 30 break that we had a plant sale here a couple weeks ago, and you had more plants this year than ever, and you sold out quicker than ever.
We had more plants than we ever did, and it was our biggest netting event that we have ever had. So I want to give a big thank you to everyone at Mountain Home that participated. We actually had somebody line up at 7 a.m. for our 9 o'clock gunshot start, so to speak.
Yep.
And we were in the bigger room at the fairgrounds. We want to thank those folks for letting us use it. It was much, much better organized because we had more room, and it was very successful. And we thank y'all. We were all cleaned out by 10 o'clock.
By 10 o'clock. So 10 o'clock. You beat last year's record by a half hour.
We surely did.
And it's just amazing to me. I know the folks that live in this area really look forward to that. So might have to see what we can do to get the extension office maybe to let you grow some plants up there for the plant sale.
Well, I don't know about that. These mostly come from folks' gardens. This is everyone sharing, and so we try to keep it at that and what folks grow in their own. So.
I was just being, trying to inject a little lightness to this. I know how hard the folks worked behind the scenes to make this happen, and you're saying that the first person lined up at 7 o'clock. I was actually by there just a little bit before 7. There were a lot of cars already there before 7 o'clock in the morning. So they may not have been in line yet, but they were definitely there and waiting.
Oh, no,
so.
There were definitely people there, and we thank everybody for it. It was quite successful. No, so thank you all.
Oh, no problem. Just tickled to death we could get the word out and help out a little bit. I'm tickled to death it was the successful event that it was. But you guys have events that go on pretty much all throughout the year.
We've got some stuff coming up. The first thing I want to talk about is the Baxter Gardeners have a scholarship program. This is the first year we've offered it. We offer a $500 scholarship to college students enrolling in a gardening or agriculture or horticulture-related field.
Okay.
And if you look on our website, you'll see the details. We've extended the deadline because no one's applied for the scholarship this year. So it's wide open. We've had two real successful events this year. Mm-hmm. So we definitely would like to give back to the community with this. So if you have anyone, check our website or else call the extension office at 425-2335, and they'll get your person's name to the right people.
So if you've got a kid out there that's graduating, I know graduations have already gotten underway, but this has been extended through the end of the month?
We will extend it until we get somebody.
So
we certainly want to award the scholarship if we can.
If you're a parent out there and you got a kid going into a field-related agriculture, stop on by and see what you can do to check that out.
Absolutely.
The website is?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
So stop on by and check that out. What else does the Master Gardeners have going on right now this time of year?
Well, first of all, at the end of June, as part of the Red, White, and Blue Festival, we're going to offer for about 3 hours on June 29th a tour of our 8 garden projects.
Oh, wow.
Plenty to see, plenty to learn. Okay. Middle of the day, 10 till 1. All right. So absolutely come on out, visit with us, learn something. We'd love to get to meet everybody that we talk to.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You guys do a great job just spreading the word. So.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And then upcoming, we've got our next meeting is June 13th. Public is welcome.
Right.
All right. Debbie Blakesley, our master gardener, is going to be talking on water collection systems and rain barrels.
Okay.
And she is moving, so she's going to be selling her rain barrels. So
oh.
quite a bargain if it's something you're interested okay. in. Public is welcome. Presbyterian Church on Spring Street, 1 o'clock till 3. The presentation for Debbie's from 1 to 2.
Okay.
Then we have some snacks. As we say, food is a big priority to master gardeners, so yep. come
well,
on by.
Dan Hall says we have meetings and feedings.
That's what we do. So, absolutely. There
so
you
I'm
go.
I'm going to steal Dan's line because it's really appropriate in this case. But
there you
get
go.
Yourself a nice little meal and find out all about the water barrel project and water reclamation. So
absolutely.
When is that meeting again?
It is on Thursday, June 13th, 1 to 3 at the
okay.
Presbyterian Church on Spring Street across from Cooper Park.
So June 13th for that meeting. Okay.
Public is welcome. It's free admission, and mm-hmm. we won't twist your arm to become a master gardener or anything like that.
Right.
We may hint, but we won't
right,
twist your
exactly,
arm.
Yes.
Okay? All right. July, we do not have a meeting. It's
right.
off. In August, we're pleased to announce on August 8th, Tina Marie Wilcox from the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View.
All right.
She is a wonderful speaker. She is so entertaining and down to earth. You'll
mm-hmm.
be able to talk to her up close and personal, and she's going to be talking about Mediterranean herbs.
Okay.
Good time for that.
I know she does a great job with the herb garden over there.
Absolutely, she does. You can go see it down mm-hmm. there and talk to her, but this, you'll have plenty of time to chat with her one-on-one if that's your goal.
Fantastic. Okay.
We don't have a speaker yet for September, but in October, Zach Martin, he's a grassland specialist with mm-hmm. the Baxter County Conservation District.
Okay.
And he's going to talk to us about native grasses and habitat for quail.
Oh,
which
right.
Which will be interesting.
I like that, yes.
And in November, our own Brad here is going to be talking to us on the 14th about wrapping up your garden for the winter. So if you don't catch it in his column, you can get all the and that and more at the meeting.
I'm sort of concerned. Brad started scribbling notes. I don't think he knew that he was going to be your speaker there in November.
No, I knew. I have not quite started preparing for
it's
that
funny. When I announced at the board meeting uh-huh. who was coming here today, they asked me, does Brad really know about this? Okay.
Oh, well,
he does now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to stop on in this morning, Brad. Seal, I know there's always stuff that we leave out of the mix. Is there anything else we need to talk about for the master gardeners?
We just want everyone to come by, visit mm-hmm. with us, look at the gardens.
Yes.
You can go look at the gardens anytime. If you can't come on the 29th, they're free. Just mm-hmm. go walk in. Our website has the all the gardens listed, and it has directions on each page
right.
for that garden how to get there. So you're welcome to come.
And you're personally involved in one of the gardens, is that correct?
I work over at Memorial Gardens
okay.
over at the Presbyterian
right.
Church where we have our meetings. They have a courtyard garden, which is kind of a little microclimate because of three sides of concrete
oh,
around
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually get some plants to grow there that aren't always best for down here.
All right.
We grow something called an Otto Lucan Mountain Laurel there that isn't usually grown down here, but it's back in the corner up against the wall, and we've had good success with that.
Fantastic. So all kinds of great stuff going on. For more information, they can always check out your website.
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Fantastic. Seal, it's always great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Brad, thank you so much for the first time in here. We threw you under the bus, and you handled it very well,
great.
So I appreciate you stopping on by this
thank
morning.
You. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. I need to prepare for a trip to Fayetteville here this coming weekend, but still a lot of stuff to do here behind the scenes. With that said, on behalf of Brad, Seal, Robert, and myself, thanks for tuning in today. I am out the door, back for more tomorrow. Have a great day.